We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
We've got the National Guard doing random bag checks in the subway, but that did not stop a guy from packing heat and sending strap hangers ducking for cover. This happened on a train in Brooklyn.
Telephone video captured the violent encounter as it was unfolding on an A train.
Let me out!
Transit Chief Michael Kemper says a 36-year-old was acting aggressively towards a 32-year-old guy, first pulling out a knife, a razor, and then...
The 36-year-old removed a firearm from his jacket.
The older man then approached the younger guy, and police say the 32-year-old grabbed the gun from the 36-year-old and shot him in the head. At that point, the subway pulled into the Hoyt Skimmerhorn station, where a witness picks up the story.
NYPD descended onto the platform. Many officers had their guns drawn.
Police then taking control of the scene. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in downtown Brooklyn.
Well, the man who was shot by his own weapon is now critical. It's not clear if the man who fired the gun will be charged or if it'll be determined that he was acting in self-defense. Separately, a man was grazed by a bullet in the shoulder in East Harlem. That was overnight at 125th Street in Lexington. Cops say he ran downstairs into the subway and told a booth clerk. They also say the guy is being uncooperative. Cops with another homicide on their hands. The body of a 52-year-old woman found stuffed into a bag in an apartment in Kipps Bay. This was at 206 East 31st Street Thursday. Police had gone there to do a wellness check when family members became worried that they hadn't heard from Nadia Vitale and they could not access the apartment. The medical examiner will conduct an autopsy. There's an arrest in Monday night's fatal crash and hit and run on Staten Island. Cops say it was 25-year-old Ahmad Omar, who was behind the wheel of a car with no license plates, that struck a man after hitting fences, a utility pole, and a fire hydrant. That was on Gothels Road Monday night. Omar is charged with leaving the scene of a fatal collision and tampering with physical evidence. We are hearing from the Suffolk County DA and the recent surprising comments about the Gilgo Beach murder suspect from his estranged wife.
The Suffolk County DA Ray Tierney reacting to Rex Heerman's estranged wife's comments that Rex is not capable of killing the four women.
She's entitled to feel however she feels. Looking very forward to proving our case in court and having unrelated folks decide what happened in this case and what didn't.
The remains of other victims were found in the Gilgo Beach area. Is there a chance those murders will be solved soon? Tierney says they are actively investigating.
We'll work all of the cases on Gilgo and elsewhere, just like we worked at Gilgo 4. We'll go where the evidence takes us.
Rex Heerman's trial date has not been set. Legal experts say it may not begin until sometime in 2025. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Suffolk County, Long Island.
More than 50 illegal pot shops, and that is just on the Upper West Side. Councilwoman Gail Brewer says that is the problem in her neighborhood, with delis and grocery stores selling weed without a license. She tells CBS2 that's a 104% increase from a survey done by her office 2 years ago. And Albany's got to do something.
Currently, the cannabis law preempts the city council and the city from creating a local civil enforcement structure.
Matthew Bernardo heads Housing Works, which is legally licensed to operate.
These illegal stores are guaranteed are paying zero taxes. So they're just violating the tax code
Yesterday, Zaza Waza shop was shut down again on the Upper West Side by police after being previously padlocked for 47 violations. Folks in Chinatown very worried about demolition going on at the site of a future prison in that neighborhood. Councilmember Christopher Marte telling 1010 Winds that's after cracks were found in nearby buildings, including reportedly cinder blocks popping out of place. He's calling for an independent monitor to inspect the site.
When we see parking garages collapsing, when we see the facades of buildings falling off, we can't just take this for granted, and we can't ignore the signs of work being done that's improper, that's not being monitored. And this is a fair ask.
The Chinatown jail, which has already been met by resistance from folks in the neighborhood, is part of a plan to close Rikers Island. Gramercy Group Contractors, which was hired by the city to do the demolition, has so far declined to comment. There's word Albany lawmakers are looking to effectively nix Mayor Adams' control of city public schools. The New York Post says it's not included in the state budget, meaning they'd have to pass an extension outside of that bill before June 30th, which is when it's set to expire. Well, the head of the city education department says that needs to happen.
Schools Chancellor David Banks says mayoral control works.
Prior to mayoral control, we had graduation rates in New York City about 50%. Now we hover around 80%. Those are not made-up numbers. That's real stuff.
He says he came up in the system before mayoral control. He says too spread out and rife with corruption, where in some cases you had to pay to become a school principal.
But I've been in this system long enough to know that if you want to have any shot at being successful, you have to be able to point to somebody.
He believes Mayor Adams has earned the extension and the legislature's approval. Julia Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Looks like there's going to be a delay in one of the Trump trials. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg says he's okay with delaying the start of the Stormy Daniels hush money case by a month. That's to give the former president's lawyers time to review evidence that was only recently given to them. They asked for 90 days, but the DA's office says that's not going to fly. Jury selection was scheduled to begin March 25th. 1010 Winds Sports, another update this morning on the Yankees' number one pitcher.
Well, Susan, word last night from John Heyman that Gerrit Cole learned he won't need Tommy John surgery on his right elbow and should be able to throw again in 1 to 2 months. With additional reporting from elsewhere that after rest and what was described as conservative treatment, the reigning Cy Young winner can hopefully make his season debut sometime in the middle of June. Meantime, manager Aaron Boone said he knows who will start opening day, but he wants to wait a couple days to announce it. We do know it will not be Marcus Stroman, who said he preferred to stay on schedule and pitch the home opener instead. Mark Ernay, 1010 Winds Sports on 92.3 FM.
NBC is celebrating 25 years of Law & Order SVU with a pop-up exhibit outside 30 Rock at what's been named Olivia Benson Plaza.
It's an SVU fan fest with free coffee, a fan shop, photo ops, and a replica subway station. Peggy Harris is soaking it all in.
I watch this literally every night, so I'm like, I'm definitely going to find my way, not miss it.
Juan Estrella has been watching from the very beginning.
Every episode may be similar, but it's always a new story because it's current events.
And everyone is talking about the character who's been there since the beginning. Olivia Benson, played by Mariska Hargitay, has had quite the impact on Shelby Elliott.
I was going through a really tough time, and I watched her console and like be there for a victim, and I really resonated with that.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Midtown.
I'm a Barbie girl in the Barbie world, life in plastic, it's fantastic.
Well, it may be life in plastic for Barbie, but now there's a look at the Barbie Land jobs that the most real life women hold.
She might have started out as just a lady in a bathing suit, but she became so much more. She has her own money, her own house, her own car, her own career.
Yeah, and while, hello, it's 2024, and so that should not come as a surprise to anyone, a new report from the Bureau of Labor Statistics is looking at jobs by the numbers. That includes, in 2023, 374,000 lawyers, 34,000 female judges, magistrates, and judicial workers, 240,000 women in construction, and 44,000 writers. The report did not compare the numbers to men in those fields, but a recent analysis of census data by the National Women's Law Center found women earn just 84 cents for every dollar earned by a man.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.